Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Initiate Orphans Trailer.
Welcome to The Orphans.
It's Baz Gilroy.
Baz Gilroy.
Hello. I am Geometrically Fabricated and Functional Reasoning Unit. But you can call me Jeffrey.
Do you know what they're going to do to me?
That's what I am to them out there. Just a spill on the floor that needs wiping up, aren't I?
I will not stay here and witness your stupidity.
You do nothing but pretend. You don't care about me.
Get up. He's going to find us if we don't move.
The Orphans.
The Orphans.
The Orphans.
The Orphans. Facility. Out now.
The
following
program
is
presented
by
the
Nerdy
Show
Network.
Geeky
programming
for
all
the
nerds
across
the
multiverse.
I hate this. Don't do this. I hate this.
Okay.
God it damn it.
Contains
content
that
might
not
be
suitable
for
all
ages.
Listener discretion
is advised.
All
Nerdy
Show
podcasts
are
made
possible
by
the
generous
support
of
listeners
like
you.
Discover
the many
ways
you
can
join
in
at
nerdyshow.com.
If you've enjoyed that particular form of torture, enjoy the rest of the program.
Salute. Last time on Agnes's Ashes, the party defeated the Ascendant Pawa, and discussions were had with Ned about the Skin Shaper. Now, join the party as they deal with the aftermath.
Sure would like to shape this skin into a flute and play it.
Oh.
What?
Skin flute. Nah, fuck it.
Like to take this raccoon Adonis, shave him, and turn him into a hat.
What's our universe's version of Davy Crockett, who's a horrible murderer?
But, like, legend is, like, a great man.
He wears the hat of the skinned foes.
Jackson Bullock. Jackson Bullock.
He wears trolling mask.
Murder of the Wild Frontier.
Yeah, if you put Davy Crockett, and instead Davy Crockett is a gelt, and he does the same shit to humans, to Tolden, suddenly it ain't so fucking cool.
Nope.
I think it's way cooler.
You wear a Tolden mask, and he's just like a muzzle poking out of the mouth hole.
Yeah, yeah.
Is he still a senator at the end of his life?
Yes.
In the gelt world, sure.
We need to come up with our own in-universe version of Johnny Horton. Some songs about just these horrible murderers.
I used to watch those Disney, like, David Crockett movies. Like,
The Rifleman is so,
so
much.
Good.
Let me tell you a story about Nesbitt Bizzlebee.
Yeah.
Born on a mountaintop in Akenosha. Ended up killing kids.
They were soulless bodies, we hope.
You heard of Obed-Edom, the fish man who killed children.
I love it. We're like, we're going to make a dark universe. And then everyone's all fretting about killing kids.
All right, so how many? Well, we already killed some Pawa children, right?
Yes, you killed so many.
All right, cool. All right, next on.
So are we still? Did we go and talk to Ned?
You're in the hallway,
but we just killed this dude.
Yeah,
yeah. Okay, Ned is in. Ned is in his cell.
Gotcha. Okay.
Right. No. Did we
talk
loose?
To Ned? Yeah.
Yeah.
We set him
no,
free.
No, did we?
I think so.
So after we killed Raccoon Adonis, we went back to Ned.
No,
and
Skin
it up.
Shaper. No.
We talked to Ned after the Skin Shaper.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. We just felled him.
Yes.
Gotcha. Okay.
So we just killed Raccoon Adonis.
And Guff Butt and Tolden Face.
We were trying to bluff him to, like, we had, like, a user manual for him, and he's like, I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
There's going to be a Johnny Horton song about who would win in a fight between the Guff Butt and the Three-Legged Wolf.
Yeah, you guys funneled
Max,
him
make
in,
it happen.
You guys funneled him into a hallway and made that fight way more, like, way less interesting, but way easier for you.
That was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, Doug, do you...
We try to respect his wishes.
Do you want to do your favorite thing ever?
The only chance I've had to do it so far?
Yeah.
What, stand in the doorway? Yeah.
Well, just sort of control things by you know, being the true citadel, being like, you ain't getting through this door.
Everyone else is just
how'd you feel? Okay, so like a suitor design question. How'd you feel about Citadel in that situation?
In that situation, I felt like it really came alive. But I could go into way more detail, but we should save it for the design episode.
Okay. So are we leading, or so you got some exposition?
That is you. You're sitting in a hallway with three dead bodies.
And he had no clothes on him, right?
He was naked, just in a loincloth and just muscles that just make you a little jealous.
So he was naked except for clothes.
Did that disappear into ectoplasm?
What?
Did that disappear into ectoplasm?
No, he's still got a corpse.
Okay.
Well, I was talking. He meant the loincloth. Like, did that disappear?
No, that's still there.
Okay. Well, that's modesty.
Okay.
So we're dragging,
taking the body back to say, hey,
and we're starting that circus we talked about, right? We're gonna charge people to come in and see the body.
That's a pretty good idea. Like the mummy on like when you drive through the Midwest, or not the Midwest, the South of America through.
Yeah. Texas.
You mean the den in Fallout 2? But that's just a ghoul,
a giant ball of yarn, and see the raccoon Adonis,
or like what they did to John Dillinger.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
In high school, we were planning a road trip to New Orleans before it got destroyed in Katrina, and I was able to plan like three Britney Spears museums in Louisiana.
That's efficient.
But they got to be gone because that was in like 2003. So
there's no way they would axe any of their three redundant Britney Spears museums.
All right. Well, anyway, so
I mean, Mother Nature did it.
All right, so I think we had talked before about taking the body back as proof because every other creature just turns into mush.
Yeah. Yeah.
So to say,
one creature turned into mush.
We got a wagon.
We got Champ.
Who's got some rope?
Well, you know, I've always got rope, Chucky.
So we got these turtles and the big ass monster thing.
One of the turtles is mostly soup now.
Yeah. Oh,
but
yeah.
The turtles were a natural creature. They weren't created by a
still,
spooky wizard.
Bring this shell to town and we'll be big damn heroes.
Hmm. Actually, there's a practical application to that, Slish. And that is the shell that we used to cook the soup in, we could use as a kind of toboggan to drag this power Adonis back to Champ.
And any treasures.
Quite an efficient job butchering it in that way, Chucky. I think that's a marvelous idea.
Hear me out. Do we...
Must we?
Well, no. You're in charge.
Very well.
Oh, stop? Or?
No, no. Please,
keep talking.
Continue.
Okay.
We've got nothing but time.
What if we make a wagon out of the turtle? I just think that would be really cool.
Or we could drag a shell behind Champ and like release it if anyone's following us.
We take the wheels from the wagon and put it on the turtle because that's cooler.
We can use the cooking oil. We could release it behind our wagon and throw them off.
Destroy a perfectly good wagon to make a new wagon out of a shell.
A shittier, smaller wagon.
Yeah.
But we show up in a turtle wagon, I think people would really notice.
I feel like we were just not getting a lot of mileage out of the name the Wing Mob if we make our entire presentation based around turtles.
But we defeated...
Well, here's a suggestion. Why don't you give me my mom's top hat, and you and Slish can go off and be turtle boys, and I'll just keep doing the Wing Mob myself.
But is two people a mob?
I'll work on that. Leave that to me, but...
I tell you what, Chucky, that can be your pet project, and when it's ready, I'm ready to see the PowerPoint presentation.
I will powerfully point in your chitinous chest.
That is a momentum for alliteration.
Actually, you know, I realized I don't know how to pronounce that word.
Is chitin?
Chitin or chitin?
Ooh, good one.
I really don't know.
Because it's a word you only read.
So, we've said ichor a bunch. It's ichor.
No, it's not.
It is.
But not really.
Is it ichor when you're British?
It's always ichor.
Mm. It's in the way of any word is anything.
I don't like ichor at all.
No. Well, too bad.
I'm not doing it.
I talked with the elders.
I'm not doing it.
They
anything
said
core, really. I know
I'm out.
Although rancors are cool.
How's
rancors
pronounce
are cool.
Chitin or chitin?
Ooh.
Chitin or chitin?
I'll bug
like
it up.
Crichton.
You want to take my momentum away?
No, because...
I do. Give it to me.
In fact, no. Making slips in pronunciation for poetry's sake. That is poetry.
Mm.
Damn straight
Thank
it
you.
Is.
So Dr. The Seussical Musical? At Universal Studios.
Musical is not spelled that way.
Well, you know what? It's not Dr. Seuss. It's Dr. Zoice. That's how it's about, supposed to be pronounced.
But it's a pseudonym, so I guess you can say it's Zeus.
He said it was Zeus.
Whoa.
Yeah, he said it rhymes with voice or choice. Yeah.
Theodore Geisel. He could have just went with Geisel and people would have been like,
he cheated on his wife a whole bunch.
Well, he's Dr. Seuss.
Yeah.
He's getting strange everywhere he goes.
Oh, the place is healed.
No, it was only when his wife had terminal cancer and she couldn't leave.
Oh. Well, she couldn't hop on pop anymore, so.
That's another momentum. That's a great hop on pop reference. I love that shit.
I was going to go.
Oh, the places you will come.
Yurt of the Turtle.
Come and go. All right, so. Did we just have... Yurtle do we have a Yurtle total paddle battle?
All right, so.
We know at the very least we're taking the body and probably putting it on the back of the shell and dragging it like a sled, because that's the easiest thing to do at this point.
I feel like if we don't use this turtle, we're just wasting good material.
How heavy is this fella?
He's like 300 pounds. Mm. He is a slab of meat.
Oh, well, leave it to me.
Oh, right.
So is that yes, no on the turtle wagon?
Here's the problem with using the turtle shell as a kind of sled, and only that, is that we've got no protection from the rain. And I know that, combative as she is sometimes, Chuki will agree that we don't want old Agnes's top hat getting ruined by the rain.
Okay. I mean.
All right, well.
I mean, I am the first to admit I am not very familiar with land conveyances. I will say that.
Did you intend to put a mast in this shell?
So while they are debating,
it might make a better boat
on how to use a turtle shell.
Uh-huh.
I would like to roll my intuition here, maybe do my bodyguard thing on this, because I want to examine this room that we're in. Because
you're in a hallway, right. You have not left.
Well,
okay. This
well, I mean, when I'll correct that. When I poked my head in to first lay eyes upon this raccoon Adonis,
yes,
he was in like a dining hall throne room situation. I want to know what he was doing.
All right,
what was he up to?
Oh, you remember? You saw what he was doing.
Yeah, he said he was reading, but
he was reading on his throne.
Right. I want the bigger picture like what was going on. So I'm gonna, did we blow those doors down or were they?
No,
no.
You shut it politely.
Yeah, but I mean, like after the fight, like during, because there was a lot of shit going on.
He threw it open. Yeah. And came in.
So I'll go and take a look around, check it out. I'm doing my intuition. Well, that doesn't matter.
Are you just going to look at it first?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
So I just
want to
see.
We'll do intuition afterwards.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a 90-foot by 160-foot kind of elongated room, longhouse style, leading to a large ornate stone throne with carvings, like intricate knot carvings in it, at the head of a long table that's filled with various pieces of pottery, some knickknacks, just shit they stole from caravans that looked kind of interesting. But the thing that's most notable is like a 7-book-deep stack next to his throne.
Hmm. Anything good?
There's the collected works of Squilliam Cakeshear.
God. This thing had to make a comeback somehow.
Is Gomeo and Juliet?
No. What's in there is King Beer, Nick Seth.
Nice.
You got to do these slower.
There's King Beer, Stelimo, and Fittis Sandronibus.
Interesting.
I locked that one.
There's the Tome of the Baron by Jeffany Nosser, and there's Coster's History of the Guff City States. Most notable of them.
Are these worth anything? It's garbage.
Well, we're outside. We don't know.
No.
These books may have just even been left, as part of a caravan. Unless they look like where they... Do these look like they're part of a library? Like, together?
No, these are things that random someone shit would read. In fact, the Squilliam Cakeshear was probably a traveling group of mummers.
This room, dead-end? No other doors?
There are no noticeable doors.
Ah, well then let me roll to notice.
I think someone already
did. Yeah, I already did. I rolled
what do you got?
19.
You notice that in the throne, there are a couple of, like most of it is symmetrical, but there are a couple of non-pieces symmetrical on the sides that seem to be out of place.
So these odd shapes I'm seeing, these like buttons, or are these just like a hieroglyphic symbol that's just like a warning, or is this, what sense am I getting from looking
they
at
are,
them?
They are flat pieces of stone that aren't represented on the other side, even though 99.9% of everything is completely and utterly symmetrical.
Okay. Well, I'll point that out to Chuki.
All right.
Because Chuki's in there with me.
Mm. What you got?
It's a strange pattern on one side that's not mirrored on the other, but everything else seems mirrored, so there's either something missing or something we need to add.
Hmm.
I guess I'll roll intelligence to see if I can suss it out.
Or it's just a strange throne.
I would like to see if I can notice any feces. I'm very curious to see if the guff butt produced scat similar to a guff or a hound.
Roll for it.
Frixa has some very particular hobbies.
Three. Why would you roll? Is he trying to hide his feces?
No, I needed to find out which one it is.
Okay.
It's guff feces, my dude.
Ooh. That is fascinating. Slish, come here. Take a look at this.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
The horror.
I'm rolling a 20, yes?
Yeah.
Yes, I am rolling a 20.
All right. As you go in to examine them, you accidentally just press one, and it's a button.
Oh.
And a door opens up on the left side.
Yeah. Fancy that.
Captain, you might want to have a look at this.
Very well. And
as they're looking at dog
Captain
shit.
Captain, my tail feathers.
Hey, give us just a moment.
You and me, Grandin, we could form a much better bond than this.
Grandin,
I fear what would happen if I didn't say anything at all.
Grandin, please hold on a moment. We're busy.
I'm actually... You
literally looking at dog shit and being like, what do you think of that?
Are you
fucked up, isn't it?
Hold on. Interesting thing. Are you certain that it's dog shit? Yeah. Look, take another look.
Grandin, I think you should come out here and see this.
Come back out here and see this. See, well, so I called whether he's answering or not, you know, whatever. So we're going to take a look. Like, let's.
Yeah, moving on. Yeah. Seeing what's up.
All right. Inside is a 12 by 12 bedroom with a stone slab, a hay mattress, a bunch of silk. Just like kind of strewn upon it.
Hmm.
More books, a desk, and then just stockpiles of simple dried food.
Hmm. I'm going to go back to the throne.
Okay.
Take a look at some of the other symbols. Is there anything that would lead me to believe that there's a, like, this one went into clearly like a bedroom?
Yes.
Is there a weird symbol that coalesces with, like, you know?
The uncarved area led to the left. Yes. And there is a flat uncarved area on the right as well.
Okay.
But they are offset.
Gotcha. I want to try pushing another one.
All right. There's only one other one, and a door on the other side opens up.
Grandin, is that you doing this?
Are you even in there yet?
Well, we're all in the same room. I'm looking.
He's just looking at pig shit.
Oh, I thought you were still out in the hallway looking for shit. Okay.
I'm thoroughly investigating the scat in this room.
Yeah. I think it was the button first, but I think I've uncovered something here. So I'm going to go check the other door, see what's behind this one.
Whole room is, again, it's 12 by 12. Mm-hmm. It's just filled with crates, bags. This is just full of booty.
Oh.
Mm.
Now, is this junk booty that was collected? This is looking like some actual
everything.
Shit.
This is, there are definitely things made out of Dairon in here. But there's also just like paintings and bones, just anything that this thing found valuable stuffed in here.
Do the rest of us see this?
You saw the door open. Did you go to the door?
Yeah, so Frixa goes to the door as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm in the bedroom.
Scavenging the bedroom
for cooking stuff.
Okay.
Well, really anything.
Mm-hmm.
Frixa's going to just call out and say, Slish, can you keep watch?
Yeah. I'll stand over here by this guff shit. Because it came from that mage hound. Granted, I really think you should see this.
Okay, but eyes up.
Yeah.
Just for a moment. We can,
oh, yeah.
I think we'll get a baggie for...
Hey, duty calls, if you will.
I'll point out the pieces that I think I see. It's like, well, this looks like Dairon, and this looks like... So I'm just going to start pointing for Frixa to see.
Frixa's going to use his bug strength to just start ripping lids off the crates.
All right. Most of it's just trade goods, iron, but you are pulling out lots of pottery... And one of them is just straight up a chest full of just ackies.
Hmm. Ooh. Can we get it, like, based on the weight of the chest and how it moves, like, how many ackies?
Give me a check, but I think your ringleader will come in on this.
Oh. Okay, because I'm obsessed with money, with currency.
True, yeah.
23.
You don't need to reroll.
Okay. Well, I don't have
it. Oh, you can't? Okay, that's not your thing. You think it's less than 1,000 ackies. More than 500 ackies.
Well, it looks like everybody's Bugmas bonus just came in.
Plus one momentum.
Celebrating the birth of the
I love
great
that.
Big Bugmas, bug in the ground.
Bugmas is a good thing now. I like.
And so Chuki, you wanted to search
the
you're
bedroom,
searching.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
5.
You don't find anything incredibly valuable, but what you do find is this thing was keeping a journal.
Oh, well, let's have a look then.
It's mostly like, day 1, learn to write. Day 2, me have good dog. Day 3, food was good.
Uh-huh. Do we get to the point where
flowers
like...
Flowers for Adonis?
Oh, fuck. God damn it, Doug.
2 momentum, Doug.
I'll take it. Thank you.
That's the best joke I've ever heard in my life.
Fuck you. I'm angry.
That hurt.
You skip ahead many pages.
Yeah.
And it starts to be like, plans are coming to fruition. Our war chest is expanding. And we're gathering strength from neighboring tribes. He's having advanced thoughts, but it seems like being able to write them down is still past him.
Mm. Well, either way, it seems like potential evidence for whatever the hell we're going to be getting ourselves into. So I take it under my wing.
All right.
And then pop into the next room. Well, more of a jackpot than the bedroom.
Well, there's 4 of us. You know what? 250 akis to the each of us from this. It's roughly 1,000.
It is less than 1,000, but more than 500.
Yeah. Does it start divvying?
I feel like this is excellent spoils. As we know, apart from salary, anything found on a mission is split evenly. This is an excellent thing. We'll load it up in your turtle shell. Wink. One of his many eyes.
I like the boat idea.
You can also tell that some of this pottery is very valuable.
Champ also has those
extra chests. Yeah.
He's also got a wagon. You got a full wagon. Yeah. You have a covered wagon.
Right. I'm talking about getting it to the wagon. Just got to get stuff to the wagon, and then we can take stuff back. But then, do we really want to just divvy up all the shit here and now, or do we want to figure out what to do with Ned? Because if we just start pulling treasure out, what's the deal?
We're not. Yeah. So, Chuki.
Yes.
We don't have time to deal with this now. But could you mark these crates with scorches in a big X?
Sure.
Which crates?
The ones with valuables that we could sell, or the ones that contain ackies.
There's only one chest of ackies. It seems like if they were being collected purposefully by
put into that
someone.
Chest.
The pottery was not in a crate?
No, pottery's just strewn about.
Okay, so is there a crate that's mostly empty?
Yeah.
Okay, Chuki, could you mark this one? We'll fill it with...
I make a little hand bird. Just press my hands against it.
Mm-hmm. Does anyone else want to look through what this shit is?
I mean, I'm curious, but it's more of like if it's just going to be more garbage or if it's going to be more whatever. But I'll search through it.
Yeah,
we should all kind of except for
Slish is on guard still.
19.
You find 2 pieces of magical jewelry and a crate of rare alchemy supplies. The good shit.
Oh, dang!
Coriander.
Cool. Well, yes. I'm going to take advantage of that. Can we describe the jewelry? What do we got?
One of them is a simple brooch. You kind of recognize it as older Eshwin. And the other one you recognize immediately. It's a sailor's knot, and it's just a necklace that is tied off in the center in a rough sailor's knot.
And is somehow enchanted.
It's used by master sailors.
Oh.
And it is imbued with dexterity. You know that immediately, because of things that are not mass-produced, but they're common things for sailors who have money to get.
Any reason for me to suspect them of being cursed or anything?
Not at the moment. You haven't checked for that.
Okay, well, I'll check for that.
All right.
8.
You don't think they're cursed.
Put them on.
You're just going to put them on?
Just going to put them on. It's the easiest way to carry them is wear them.
Are they cursed? Are they cursed?
Nothing happens.
Great. Okay.
Although you feel a little sturdier, a little more dexterous.
Perfect, and I'm definitely very excited about these finds.
Chuki, you found something, looks like.
Oh, yes, just some baubles and... What was the alchemy thing?
You found a crate of
like a kit.
rare alchemy supplies.
And a primo alchemy set.
Oh, excellent. That sounds fantastic. Yeah, Frixa wants to check to see if Chuki's kind of hiding the ball on this a little bit.
All right.
Because he saw her don something.
Well, I'm wearing the things. I mean, I'm not hiding it.
Right. But the idea that Chuki suspects there's more to these items than just like, oh, we found some Mardi Gras beads, putting them on so we can get them out of here because they're shiny.
Ah.
10. So I assume a 10 is like, can go either way.
Yeah.
So then it's up to Chuki.
Give me a perception check.
A perception?
Yeah.
Okay. 17.
You immediately recognize a Rigger's necklace, though.
A Rigger's necklace?
Yeah. One of the most common magical items you would find on a ship. for people who do rigging.
So Chuki rolled a 19 on perception, right? Mm-hmm. Would she know that it's a rigged necklace?
Yes.
Okay. Great find, Chuki. Very useful. That's a... Slish, have you already got one of those?
I don't, because I wasn't actually a sailor. I was a marine, and we kind of just didn't do the sailing things.
Is it against your religion to cross that kind of thing? I'm not.
No, it's quite nice. I would like it. I would like to wear it.
I'll let you, Chuki, work that
fine,
out.
Fine, then.
Chuki, are you going to keep that necklace?
Hadn't considered it, Slish.
Okay.
Just gathering the spoils. Toss it to him.
I'll take it if you don't want it.
Are you catching it? It's already in the air.
Oh, like how far away are you when you're throwing it?
It drops to the ground.
Okay, no. Slish grabs it, slides it on. All
right.
That scene started like that Casino Royale scene where he's like, that's an Algerian love knot. Oh, really? I just thought it was pretty. It's like, no, you know what it means.
I don't have any magical abilities, and I was wondering if someone might take a look at this and make sure it's not some kind of evil curse.
Well, what do you have there?
Before I start working around.
You talking about the necklace?
Yeah.
It's fine.
Yeah, Chuki had it, but...
I was just wearing it. It's fine.
You sure? Did you check?
I wonder if it's cursed, so it makes you throw it to anybody who asks for it.
I did check. And I was just looking at it, and I was wearing it. I did check, and I was wearing it, so...
Okay, thank you.
Wouldn't have put it on if I thought it was cursed.
Maybe she put it on to see if it was cursed, to protect you.
Oh, well, thank you. One day you are going to be a good leader if you learn from experience.
You started out so strong.
Mm-hmm. Non-stop Sorry. Altruism. That's our Chuki.
And the soup. Don't forget the soup.
That's true. Grandin, how's that soup sitting with you?
I feel fine.
I feel excellent.
I feel better now that we have all this Dairin and expensive wares that we can, you know, pawn off at post and hopefully make a profit.
But that soup, nobody will steal from you.
Have we sufficiently searched and gathered?
I want to talk about soup more.
You do have another magical item on you that you can tell your party about if you wish.
Sure.
It's the brooch, right?
Yes. It looks like it's used to secure like a cape or a cloak, and it's just one hand tucked over another.
Anyone ever seen one of these before? I jiggle the brooch attached to my shirt.
I guess we're all looking, right?
See if it means anything. Yeah.
21.
Frickson knows what it is.
18.
Does you know what it is too?
Cool.
It's a stalwart brooch. It's +1 endurance.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I believe that's a stalwart brooch, and it is said to imbue you with some extra energy to make you...
Oh, hadn't noticed.
Put a little pep in your step.
You have a lot more, let's say, stamina. Really get the job done, you know.
Cool.
What does that job look like for Frixa?
Just carrying lots of stuff a long way.
I see.
Wearing armor.
Helping grandma.
Yeah. Helping out grandma.
So we're loading up the turtle shell slowly but surely.
You can, between the two of you, you could carry a crate.
Yeah.
So we leave the room of crates,
mm-hmm.
carrying the crate of Dairin and the crate that we fill with pots that Chuki marked. The crate that
anything
Chuki marked.
Anything valuable, yeah.
Fill with anything valuable that we find. Who takes the stalwart brooch?
I guess
anyone who wants it can have it.
What do you have in
endurance? Zero.
Then keep it. You got one.
Yeah, I don't know. The only reason Frixa would take it is to be able to wear one armor because
I got
adding
I got,
armor wouldn't really like doing
that affect,
damage.
That, yeah, that would affect your
I
retribution
have,
and stuff though too, right?
But it's part of a single hit,
mm-hmm.
so it's not that big. Like wearing armor is not that big of a deal for core radiance, but. It is for other people. It doesn't affect your healing.
I already have a 3 in endurance, so
yeah.
I don't really need
You can wear everything you
yeah,
want.
Yeah. So before we move all this spoils of our battle, how do we feel about Ned?
I mean...
If we're moving all of these things, and I don't think any of us feels like we trust Ned, but yet I don't want to cause him any more harm than he's already been through, but I feel if we let him out and he found us disagreeable, he'd... put up a fight that might surprise
Our
us.
Our escort mission was in regards to Ned. If he suddenly disappears, I mean, we could be getting involved in some kind of large international incident. If we come back, without him, and he's still alive or something. We don't want to have to explain that, Grandin.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
I'm fairly suspicious of strangers, one could say, but I feel like if we help Ned achieve his goal, he'll disappear.
Yeah, I felt that he would just go away.
Could be wrong.
And he's kind of, his body is like a very valuable weapon that we probably shouldn't leave in the cave of kind of shape changer.
I suppose what I'm really asking is, is there any reason for him to
No, we
to
get
suddenly...
it. You want to kill Ned.
No,
it's
no,
fine.
No.
It's fine.
Quite the opposite. I want to know if we think of moving these things or killing his father, which he said he kind of wanted to kill, is there anything that we are doing that he may find disagreeable?
Let's chop his legs off.
They'll grow back.
No, maybe chop his right leg off and his left arm off. Keep him off balance.
He already doesn't have a right arm.
Oh, then even better. Left leg, gone.
I don't share that worry, presently. But if you have reason to believe it, consider it.
Just that it was his own self-appointed mission to come down here and sort of right the wrongs, and we've done that, but that's not the problem. The problem is we are taking everything that we think is of value, and unless we're taking him back into town with us, I just don't know what his expectations are.
Well, I feel like as long as he's locked up, we can negotiate that with him after the fact.
But once you unlock it, he is potentially very powerful. If
we don't have to unlock it.
But that's leaving him to die.
Correct.
But if we get back and we're like, oh, we fought a flesh shaper and we've got this disfigured power, surely the governments will come back here to confirm all of what we've said. And then either way, there's evidence that Ned's been here, and any mage worth his salt could know that from all the blood splatter. We don't have nearly enough soap to clean up this mess.
But would they just come here to kill him? Because he is let's face it, a monster.
Yes.
He's a special operative.
Yeah, he's working.
Have we determined that? Out of character, have we determined that he is 100%, yes, he's a federal thing, or is...
No.
But all the context from Slish's experience and... this mission itself, where two warring parties sat down in a creepy room and said, hey, do you want to do this weird thing?
That doesn't necessarily mean that they know that was made by a flesh shaper.
I felt it was pretty clear that he was, in theory, the right man for the job. He just turned out to be not as hot to trot as he or they thought that he was.
I feel like any part of what we're doing here is actually doing Ned a favor, whether or not it benefits us.
The looting seems trivial in the grand scheme of things.
Agreed. Always agreed.
wait, what you got against looting?
Nothing. No, it's trivial. That's what we're saying.
They won't mind because of all the other stuff we did.
Listen, if looting is a crime, we've got a large debt to repay.
We're in hot fuzz all of a sudden.
You listen to our story. It's very long. No, if looting is a crime, it is a crime. If we're going to be called to task for the looting that we've done.
Oh, I thought you were saying that we shouldn't loot because it's beneath us.
No.
Oh. my mistake. I'm sorry.
Slish, did you wake up in a different mob?
No, I was enjoying the looting and I was going to say, well, I guess I'll see everyone later because... I don't put up with that kind of thing.
I just wanted to raise the question because although I am
have no reason to believe that Ned would do anything other than be thankful that we let him out. But I just don't know him, and I don't know what he wants.
It's a good thought.
And he seems quite formidable if you got on his bad side.
Except for the part where all the folks that we took down took him down first.
Quite true.
I mean, there's always the left leg.
In his defense, you didn't have to fight both things at the same time.
Alone. That is also true.
I'm not particularly concerned.
I feel like Ned is an odd duck.
That's a very, very offensive term.
Oh, I didn't say no offense this time. I apologize, Chuki. He's an odd fuck. I think we just need to have a conversation with him.
Reasonable.
Ned is operating on knowledge that nobody is supposed to know as well. Whether or not he accepted a contract to do this job, he's working outside of it. We know that. We have something in common.
Between all of you, you guys can carry the crate and drag a body.
Okay.
Torchlit still in this room?
Yeah.
Puts the Adonis in the turtle shell, drags it over to Ned. Says, Ned, you know this one.
What the hell is that thing, my man? Oh, jeez.
It's one of your papa's experiments.
Oh, so it's on my brother? That's gross. I wish I looked that good. Kind of jealous now.
Okay. So, Ned, who took you down?
My dad, but like with a different face and spider legs coming out of his back. And
yeah.
Like,
oh, yes.
Oh, we saw that trick, yeah.
And like,
horrendous.
These two giant turtle things, which apparently fucked up real good, which is nice. Mm-hmm. And like, a little fucking,
you ate them as well.
Yeah, a little squirrely dude with a whip. He was a big pain in the ass. And then there was just like a bunch of them dog things, which really hate me, and I don't know why.
They're attracted to your magic, I think.
Oh, is that a thing?
I think, yeah.
I tried using a lot of magic, and now, you know what? Now this all makes a whole bunch of sense.
You know what? I'm new to the Killing Maytown game, but I found it very effective if you shoot him in the neck with an arrow, just as hard as you can.
I'll keep that under consideration, my man.
Grandin, could I use your hands for a moment?
Absolutely.
All right, Ned, I'd say this is a mission complete.
Oh, yeah, no, I agree, man. So was this thing the problem, I guess?
Frixa takes off his backpack and nods to Grandin.
Wait. How much would you be willing to pay to see what's in his backpack?
I don't know. Sidon seen that's a weird proposition.
Yeah, but imagine what it could be.
Like, is it like a head?
It's like that.
Imagine anything could be in that bag. How much would you be willing to pay to find out?
Like nothing, because I don't know, man. I kind of hurt real bad, and
okay,
I'm not really in a headspace for like he's curiosity.
No. You're on the street. You've just had a nice meal. A man walks up to you with a backpack and says, "How much would you pay to see what's in this backpack?"
And I'd say his life, and I'd threaten him.
Yeah, but
that's a good negotiation tactic.
Slish, I feel like we're about to engage him in a kind of business partnership. So this isn't...
I'm just trying to gauge like the general population's interest in this.
I don't think there's anything general about my population, if you get my drift man.
This is not the target audience.
He's not the valid test group.
I just wanted...
I've seen some fucked up shit, my man.
It looked like you were about to show him.
He may not be impressed at all with what you're about to show him.
Grandin knows what's in the bag.
Yeah.
So Frixa kind of opens it towards Grandin, who he expects to kind of wrestle.
When you open the bag, Grandin's going to, like, because it's dead, right?
Is it
dead? It's dead as fuck.
Okay, yeah. Okay. So when you open the bag and you're like, like, Grandin, go ahead and grab it. There's a moment of hesitation where it's just like, is he really expecting me to grab this thing? Is this Chris? And then it's like, oh, he really is expecting me to grab this thing. Okay. So then Grandin just kind of let out a little sigh, but reluctantly reach in because it is gross, and then kind of lift it up out of the sack, but keeping his hands close to the sack in case this thing comes back to life.
This is a 4-foot-long black centipede of death.
Yeah, so I want to be able to drop this thing should it try to bite me.
Oh, man, what's that shit?
Well, you don't recognize your own papa?
Oh, man, what, really?
He turned to that when I shot him in the neck with an arrow.
This was at the core of that creature, that guff creature that you...
That's fucking gross.
Yeah. Like, Grandin's like, yes, as he's holding it.
You know what? Slish, three ackies. It's worth it. That's worth three ackies, no problem.
Three ackies. You were thinking two.
I mean, here's the thing, though. It's sort of, I have an investment in this, though, so I don't know if that's going to be real accurate for what you're trying to do.
Frixa, how much longer do you need me to hold this thing?
Ned, are you satisfied?
Oh yeah, man. No, you already said you killed him. I was pretty satisfied. You brought me his book. He wouldn't have given that up without being super dead. So that's cool.
So if this could end any way that you'd most prefer, how would you have this go out after we let you out?
What do you mean?
Well, let's say knowledge of your existence, your father's existence, the way that this cave is presented and the evidence within, and your ability to conduct future missions. How would you prefer this go so that we don't end up at odds?
I think the bodies of that thing and that other thing, they probably need to be burned just because, like, safety reasons. Like, those would be interesting and valuable, but things in this trade have a way of just, like, standing up again sometimes if you're not real thorough.
Ugh. Well, that's disheartening, but all concerned.
But that book is real valuable, and I need that to fall in the right hands. But you can get the payment for it. You just got to make sure it goes to where it needs to go. You know what I'm saying?
Our concern was that we might not be believed without the physical evidence of the bodies.
As long as the trade route opens up and people come through, they'll figure it out.
Another concern we had, Ned, to be perfectly frank, is that you are a very dangerous individual.
Well, thank you. That's the nicest compliment I heard today.
And any reasons that we could be at odds with you, maybe we could ameliorate those immediately.
I would recommend you dispose of the bodies, but it's just a recommendation.
Can I roll to see if I believe that he's being forthcoming?
Sure.
Okay. 23.
You believe the shit out of him.
Okay. Frixa kind of nods at Grandin and...
And Grandin will nod approvingly back, just like say, "Yeah, sounds good." Yeah,
but seriously, don't mention the book to the Guff.
What if we make another book? Because they haven't seen it; they don't know what's in it.
Well, but then they'd like look into it, and then if you're full of shit, that'd be a problem later for you.
Who is the right hands?
Akinoshian Empire. They're the only ones to trust with sensitive knowledge of this nature, mainly because they fight it a lot.
Chuki, could you pick out your Akinoshian contact in a crowd outside of the context that you met?
Indubitably.
Very well. Rest easy, Ned. We know exactly who to give it to.
My only thing is, I like the plan. Are we double-crossing the Guff states in doing this?
They don't even know this exists.
That's what I mean.
As far as I'm aware, the Guff state just wants the road open.
Yes.
Well, everybody wants the road open. Some people want it more open badly than them, even. Mm.
Frixa pulls a lever, opens a thing for Ned's cell, and says, "Slish, I think the only reason we're giving this to the Akinoshians is because they will be the least tempted to use it."
I was just saying, I like the plan. I'm just saying, if the Guff find out that we did something shady, are we making an enemy of Guff states for the Wing Mob?
I don't think there's anyone left alive to tail them.
We should just be careful. And also, Grandin, I'll give you 5 ackies if you kiss that thing.
Which I'm still holding, I guess.
Yeah. We're going to burn it, and it seemed like the only opportunity.
Dude, don't kiss it. Dude, don't kiss it. Dude, don't do it.
Did you say all of your ackies?
Five of them.
Oh, then no.
Which
no.
is 2 more than he would pay to see.
Dude, don't kiss it. No. I can't.
How much would you pay to see him kiss it?
Nothing. I don't want to see that.
How much would you pay to see him kiss it?
I'll throw in 15 ackies.
I've already made
20 ackies.
I've made myself clear,
dude. That's bad mojo.
All of your ackies.
Grandin's constitution is quite
Would you like pee on your mom's grave and shit like that?
Oh, you didn't know his mother.
Because I'm saying that's bad luck. This is worse luck. It's weird. Mm-hmm. Don't do it.
I just want to see what he's willing to offer, and if he's not willing to offer every ackie that he has or has coming to him.
Where's the respect, Grandin? They don't respect you.
Yes.
You're making the Wing Mob look bad in front of Ned.
No, you guys are pretty dope. It's pretty, like, I mean, Ned, I got no complaints Ned, right now. Ned.
20 for tongue.
Ooh.
Okay, now I'm in. Now I'm
not
into
even,
this.
Not even. Now he's into this?
50. No. I'll throw him 50 right
no.
now.
No. I wouldn't give it a peck on the abdomen for anything less than
abdomen,
500
Abdomen, that's a weird place to go. Abdomen.
It's all abdomen. Head?
And legs.
Granny's just going to put it right back into the bag because it's like,
all right.
So
can we get the fuck out of here?
I would love to.
I think the problem is Grandin is racist. If you can offer me 15, I'll kiss it.
It is bug-like, I guess. It's like kissing a baby.
Yeah.
Like kissing, an ugly baby.
I will take you up on that offer on the next disgusting thing. Maybe the mage hound that had a guff butt.
Okay, you know
it's
what?
It's dead.
Grandin, I understand how you feel now.
I think Ned. Ned knows about these things, and he said we shouldn't kiss it. He said we should burn it.
Yeah,
we should burn it in a place that's got a little bit more breeze outside.
Certain ventilation.
Yes,
maybe in a turtle shell.
I would not want to breathe whatever fumes are going to come out of that centipede.
I feel like
agreed.
I respect you as a top-headed leader. I wouldn't want you turning into some kind of monster with a guff head growing out of your ass or something.
It's too late for that.
Think of the press. Very well, let's drag this turtle shell out and turn it into a brazier.
Go have a seat in the turtle shell, we'll drag you out.
No, I got legs.
Sometimes even for fun.
Champ probably would like to see you.
I miss Champ.
I was going to say, you haven't actually asked about him or anything.
I mean, I assume he's fine. He's like a walking boulder.
What if we had killed him?
Would you have?
We weren't very happy with you disappearing.
But would you be unhappy with him? I thought he's a lovely...
I thought so. Grandin was advocating that we kill him.
I don't believe you, Slish. Nice. I don't believe you, Slish, right now. You're being very mean, and you've turned on me recently, and I'm not enjoying that. Grandin, thank you for being polite.
You're just happy he didn't kiss that bug. You're both racist.
No, but seriously, I need to get the fuck out of here. I don't want to be in here anymore.
Can I ask you one more question?
Shoot there.
Outside.
You are missing your right arm.
Yeah.
Okay. If we had cut off your left leg, would that have kept you really out of balance? Future for futures. Not you, but someone else.
I mean, like, I assume, but, like, for most other people, that's real bad. So I'm going to recommend, you, unless you want them dead, don't let them be, like, cutting people's limbs off. Is that your thing?
No, I'm just to keep someone off balance.
No, it's your thing. I get it.
See, for me, it's like when the arrow goes in the neck.
Uh-huh.
I like that part. Not yeah. sexually.
I like being strangled myself, like but, you know, game. That's just... You know, that's old hat.
It's all very dangerous.
No, it's autoerotic asphyxiation.
Children do not do that. That's how David Carradine died.
Who's David Carradine, man?
He was in Bug Fu.
Oh, was he in Bug Fu? The legend continues.
He was, sadly. He was well past his prime.
No, I know Bug Fu, man. I've seen that show.
It was David Carapace?
David Carapace.
Plus one momentum.
Yeah, so we go outside. We
all right.
We
who's leading? Who's leading the charge?
Grandin.
I want to know marching order.
Forever in a place where we don't know what's waiting for us. I'm probably up in front.
It'll be Grandin first, then Frixa, Slish, and Chuki are can decide
in the rear, dealing with the you know, bags and stuff. Mm.
So when you head out, there's just five individuals just kind of poking at Champ, and he's in a perfect sphere, completely armored.
Are these Powa or Tolden or...
Give me a perception check.
5. I mean, we would be able to see that they're over 3 feet tall.
Yes, they are over 3 feet tall. You recognize two members of the Eighth Hand. The Eighth Hand, for those listeners, is the mercenary group who delivered the mortal blow to Agnes, their former leader.
And the several other blows that knocked her down and gave her a concussion and everything else.
Mm-hmm. Frixa, don't they look like the Eighth Hand to you?
They do.
And out of everyone, I feel like you have the beef with them because they killed Agnes.
I know, Slish.
Oh, out of everyone?
I do feel like
oh,
that.
Oh, yeah, I remember. You knew Agnes. I forgot. So I'm new. I'm sorry.
Been with the company 2 years.
Compared to the rest of you, that's new.
I do feel like we get... I feel like it's everyone's right to have that beef equally distributed.
Oh. Well.
Remind the listeners again, Max, what is your intelligence?
3.
Which, in D&D terms, if you're familiar, is an intelligence of 16.
He's very smart. He just, from the north.
Lots of places got a north.
Well,
is that coaster Champ?
That coaster is Champ.
Aww. He's big. He's a big, big sphere.
So there's two members that you have fought before. 3 are not recognizable, kind of bland. One is heavily armored and visually indistinct. One is a Tolden wielding 2 short swords. One of them is a Savathian caster. And the other one you know is Renton and Jane, 2 high-ranking members in the Eighth Hand.
And who killed my mom?
That would be Jane. Jane is a Harad wearing no armor, bare chest.
Except
and,
for Scoots.
Except for Scoots, and a great sword on his back.
Mm. Well, he'll feel this then. I will run out immediately and flaming pillar this dude.
Killed her mom.
So do we get the drop on these guys at all?
They are way more interested in fucking with Champ. They don't even notice you.
They probably have no idea we're involved. Well, I mean, I guess if they do, it would be a surprise to us.
Mm-hmm. Scoots. So which one is Jane, you said? Ah, there, his name's on there. Perfect. You! Chucky, seeing that bastard Jane is fuming. Her feathers are practically vibrant with rage, and I trot forward as close as I can and scream and unleash a flaming pillar underneath that son of a scab. And I'll spend two momentum.
You know that Jane is hard to hit. Jane does not wear armor, and Jane is a melee fighter.
Spend three momentum.
All right.
Melee fighter.
Five on my 20. But all sixes.
Six.
Number of the beast!
Six, six, six. The number of the beast.
All right, yeah, that hits.
Okay.
You hit with pure momentum.
Hello, Boston.
And that's 8 plus my composure, which is 3. So
11 damage?
11 damage.
That hurt.
You scream. So Jane immediately, who's just a giant rod, great sword, just kind of turns, like, hears a screech and goes like, what?
Oh, okay.
Now I'm going to need battle order.
Vengeance for Agnes!
19
plus
11. Oh, I was gonna say.
Oh, well, I rolled a nat 20, but it doesn't matter. It's actual score.
Okay, so we go first?
You go first.
Mm-hmm. All right.
I also need to reveal to you, Renton is a Wolverine.
Oh, he's
who's
missing
his right hand. But like Captain Hook, it's just a straight up dagger now on it.
I do believe Captain Hook
had a hook.
Had a hook.
Hook, yes.
I see where you're going with it.
Though. Yeah, it's a prosthetic
it's
dagger.
In the world of
also like Captain Captain Hook had a dagger hand.
You meant like Captain Hook, he weaponized his hand.
Yes.
It's not a prosthetic dagger. Like, he's not replacing a dagger with a prosthetic.
I see what you're saying. But as a child, I had a Captain Hook hook that had multiple attachments.
My health is down to 14. Should we assume that we've...
Yes.
Yes. I hate downtime. I hate healing and needing to wait. It's the dumbest thing.
I feel like all the damage you're worried about should happen in combat.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, Grandin, seeing that Chuki just ran into battle and successfully attacked Jane the Hrod, and sees that Renton, the Wolverine, the one-handed Wolverine, is right there next to Jane. Whatever drop we had on them is done now, so Grandin wants to get into the thick of it and hopefully get their attention focused on him, and he's going to do Overwhelming Strike on Renton, the one-handed Wolverine. 12?
Miss.
Okay.
All right, it's Renton's turn. Renton is now in... just kind of rears around and is fucking pissed at you.
Sure.
Because you have his hand and he fucking knows it.
Need a hand?
Not like he can get it back. I mean, he can have it back. He can't put it back on.
He can't have it back, though.
Renton disengages one square towards Grandin and strikes with double strike.
If he moves in towards me, there's no opportunity to attack?
Not if he disengages.
Not if he disengages. Okay. One hit. 4 damage.
Okay. what does he hit me with?
His short sword.
Okay, so it just makes clang.
Yeah.
Okay.
Can you remind us again, Grandin, what is your armor?
6.
Okay. I'm going to do suppressive fire. I'm going to trot up 2 more spots. I'm assuming that Champ, being an armored creature, is going to be fine. And plus 1 for hand, so 7.
Miss. The Tolden goon on top of Champ kind of rears around and is like, oh, boss! I thought these guys were gonna be hurt coming out of here.
Shut up,
boss! And the Tolden, not understanding who Grandin is, rushes toward him.
Can you describe this Tolden?
He's around 5'4", clad in leather armor, wielding 2 daggers. Grandin, I think you get an opportunity attack.
Do I?
Yeah.
18.
Hit.
12.
All right, that was a good hit.
This was a really good hit. Chuki did 11, Granite did 12. We're off to a good start.
But using your off-bound strike and the fact that you're still kind of engaging Renton, The Tulden tries to get in and underneath your armor. 18.
Yeah, that hits.
8 damage.
Slish is standing next to Frixa, far enough away from the battle for an archer, so he's just going to stay where he is. And he is going to rapid fire at the Tolden goon who is trying to get under Grandin. 16.
Hit.
11.
Miss.
All right. That is 8 damage.
Tolden goon is looking rough. All right, now the Savathian caster, he's a tuna fish. Got some tuna in him.
Real fast.
Huh, that sentient being I really don't mind cooking.
Moves up behind Jane.
Yeah, baby.
And casts a spell that targets the burst around Grandin.
So hitting the Tolden goon and Renton.
And misses Grandin with a 7. It showers them in light, but the Tolden goon and Renton look a little better.
Okay, so Frixa came out of this thinking of other things and is surprised and was late to react when Chuki recognized the members of the Eighth Hand before he did. Catching wind of this as it's happening, he's furious. He hates these people. They killed Agnes, who was his meal ticket.
Mm-hmm.
They attacked him previously, which he does not approve of. And really, they hurt his bottom line, the number one sin. He musters up everything he's got. He makes a mad dash to get behind Grandin and support him, ducking underneath what I assume are Chuki's raised arms, having just cast suppressive fire. She's probably still raining fire, and tries to jam his spear into Renton with Venom Strike.
Ooh. Renton the Wolverine with a dagger hand.
16.
Hit.
All right. 12 damage. We're off to a good start. 12 damage, and he is envenomed. Also, swift action, touches Grandin's back. Whom, you're invigorated.
And that gives me what? The what?
It gives you a shielding of 4.
4, okay, that's what it was. Okay, great.
The 6-foot-tall, full-armored goon sweeps around Champ, but can't quite get anywhere close to anyone, and is not happy about it. Now it's Ned's turn.
Ooh, Ned.
And Ned goes, oh boy, these fellas look fun.
Pretend they're all frogs.
And he gets into a sprint way faster than you think anyone should.
It's like, Naruto sprint?
Yeah, like straight arms back. Well, arm back.
One arm back.
It's trailing behind him like a windsock.
And with his other hand, looks at the fully armored goon and whispers a few words under his breath and points his arm at him. And misses.
He's been through a lot.
Yeah.
Is that
we
a rough
give
day?
Him a hand.
Yeah.
Hey.
You gotta hand it to him.
Grandin
has a hand.
Yep.
This do anything for you?
Well, now that Frixa is beside him, Grandin is going to disengage from Renton side by side with another spear bro.
Bros.
Try and do a warning strike on Renton and spending one momentum to do so.
Ooh, you're introducing risk, my bro.
16?
On Renton?
Yeah.
Hits.
Great. 6 damage. If the target attacks an ally or disengages, it invokes an opportunity attack.
All right.
And that's my turn.
Renton just got smacked up pretty hard twice by some spear users. Not feeling real good. He looks at Grandin and goes, I'm so lucky to have found you. I was hoping I was the one who was going to get my hand back.
Come and take it.
Mola labe.
That would have been more appropriate in the hallway. Thank you, everybody, for listening. We were having such a good time doing Agnes's Ashes and playing this game that you guys are helping us make. Thank you so much for listening. We appreciate each and every one of you. And if you want to interact with us, the easiest way is on our Patreon at patreon.com/RPGFS. Everything we post, you can comment on, even if you're not a patron. But if you are a patron, there's a lot of good stuff. At the $1 tier, you get our cutting room floor, which is a lot of just blue humor, off-the-cuff stuff that we've cut out of the episodes because it's not relevant to gaming. At $2, you get all the character sheets. You can make your own characters. You can play with your friends. At the $5 tier, you get all the rule books that we come out with as we come out with them. And you can give feedback on them. If there's anything you want to see, please let us know. But at the $10 tier, that's where the real meat of the package is, because you get to create an NPC that will appear in our actual play campaigns. And if you are a longtime listener, you'll know that we've gotten some pretty good mileage out of some of them.
You can find us on facebook.com/RPGFS.
And you can find us on Instagram at RPG From Scratch, all one word.
And you can find us at Twitter at Homebrew Hombres.
And you can find me at Cat Blackard basically everywhere. And I just want to take this moment to say that this is a damn fun game. And if you're one of the chosen few listening, you are most assuredly of the chosen few, my darlings. So, you must do everything in your power if you love this show to spread the word. Let us not let RPG from Scratch languish in obscurity. Let's make sure that the fine, actual play, adoring audiences of the podcast-iverse know their name far and wide. So, please do rate and review on iTunes, Podchaser, and most importantly, spread the word. Post it to Reddit, post it everywhere you can. Thanks so much.
And with that word from the matriarch of Nerdy Show herself, we want you to stay safe, stand watch, and get a full rest.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.